Claude, let's talk a little bit about these subtle energy practitioners, how they got to where they are and what they do. And, of course, one of the big names is John of God in Brazil. What do we know of him?
He's been in practice in Brazil for decades, and he's quite famous at this point. There's a small town called Abajania, which is a couple hours outside of Brasilia, so it's in the internal part of Brazil, and hundreds of people come every day to be healed there. And I had friends who'd been down there years ago and had amazing, very positive experiences with him, but I didn't know what to expect. And he is the overall format is fairly religious. He's what they call a spiritist, which is a movement that is centered in Brazil. People who allow spirits to take over their bodies during their ceremonies, and in his case, about 31 different departed priests, monks, doctors, a lot of whom, I think most of whom are known, their identities are known. They take over his body during the healing. And what happens is he doesn't have to be able to see the person. He doesn't have to really be able to touch them. The spirits supposedly do all the work, but he does many what he called visible operations. He'll take a kitchen knife or a scalpel or some crude instrument and work on them and do things that would normally kill a person or give them some horrible disease.
Right.
And the people get well. So there's a track record now of hundreds of people per day for many, many years that supposedly, in many cases, miraculous healings. Now, he doesn't say that everyone is healed. In fact, we know that everyone is not healed who goes there. What he says is that it has to do with their own karma, their own life path, that the disease itself is a form of learning. And if you heal someone without them learning the lesson, they'll get something else.
They say he's treated up to, indirectly, 15 million people during the past 40 years. 15 million, Claude.
Yep, yep. If you look at the rate they go per day, it seems possible to me. When I went down there, I'd been on Art Bell. You know, Art interviewed me years ago.
Right.
And asked me that question. He said, if you had some terrible illness, what would you do? And I said, I'd get a ticket to Brazil. And he cross-examined me on this pretty closely. And some lady called in who had some skeptical things to say about John of God. And I could not really answer her because I didn't have any direct experience. And then Art led on as how, is it his sister or his daughter, I forget which, is down there and lives there. That's what he said at the end of the interview, which was, another surprise. Anyway, so I thought after that I better get some more evidence before writing about him in my book. So I spent about 3 weeks down there. The first thing you notice is that before you go, if you check on the internet, there are all kinds of terrible stories. Which, would make you decide never to go. I went ahead anyway, and the first intimation I had is something was not as the stories had portrayed. Is in the taxi drive into the village, I went through a wall of energy, and I am not very sensitive to energy. I didn't know that such things existed. But after you go through one, you know they exist. And it was like I'm sitting in the taxi, and all of a sudden, everything gets quiet. There's this wonderful, sweet, loving energy in the air. And I felt kind of like my idea of what heaven might be. I mean, it was a very pleasant feeling. And that feeling remained with me for the 3 weeks that I stayed in Abajania. And I learned later, I have a friend who tried to visit me. She was very adept at going out of body. She tried to go out of body from Tucson on three different occasions, and she says, I don't know what it is. I'm usually good at this, and I keep bouncing off. I can't get in. And I asked people there, and they all nodded and said, well, yeah, there's an energy shield around Abajania to keep spirits out because people who are there being healed have their chakras open the whole time they're there. They don't want spirits coming in interfering. So, you know, this stuff, and then the last piece of that, well, there are two more pieces of my experience. Number one, when I was staying there, I would interview people, dozens of people, ask about their stories, and I found an awful lot of them, a high percentage, had some kind of miraculous story to tell about things that have happened to them, being cured of incurable diseases, et cetera.
Remarkable.
And then the last piece was when I had my own one before John of God. I didn't have much that I knew that was wrong, but I said, well, you know, do whatever. And they sent me for an operation, an invisible operation, which means the spirits. I didn't think anything happened. Went back to my room, and I collapsed on the bed, was unable to move for 24 hours.
Wow, you were exhausted?
I wasn't tired. I mean, I had not been tired. There's no reason why I should be tired. But this is apparently what happens to everyone who has an invisible operation. They collapse on the bed. They lie pretty much stationary for a day. And meanwhile, I could feel sharp little fingers or instruments in my abdomen. And it was not fun. And I kept trying to – I don't sleep on my back normally. I roll on my side.
Yeah.
I could not do that. It hurt too much. I had to lay on my back. And I kind of felt that, okay, the spirits are telling me that they're real. They're like proving it to me. And if I don't feel it, they'll poke harder. So I kind of got it in the end. And I know it's a strange and remarkable feeling if you haven't been through it, but it was like, you know, the spirits run this place. And I get it now. So that's my take on John of God.
How does it work? What's he tapping into? How's he doing it?
Well, I think we're in a time, and obviously there have been earlier times when this is true too, where we have to recognize that spirits are real, they exist, and they can affect things in the physical world. And part of this, as a scientist trying to understand it, I would say, well, it's the torsion field, which has aspects of consciousness about it. It's a nonlinear field which can hold together and form conscious beings. So spirits can be made from a torsion field of the right type. So that's as a scientist. But the bottom line is that everything is not matter, and matter does not tell the whole story about what's out there.
Do you believe that these people have a gift from God or just knowledge of use?
You mean someone like John of God?
Yes.
I would say that their access comes from a much higher level of wisdom than I'm able to judge.